On December 27, 1978, when Russ and I were camping at Texas's Falcon State Park, I saw my first Greater Roadrunner. I was so thrilled to see this lifer after months of anticipation that I had trouble falling asleep and then kept dreaming about roadrunners. At sunrise, I took a walk and saw two or three different roadrunners sitting high in trees, holding some body feathers erect to direct the sunlight to their black skin, heating up their bodies after a night of torpor. I watched one of them fly out of the tree, make a long glide to earth, and instantly snap up a lizard. By then I'd read about all these behaviors I was now witnessing in person. Seeing them for the first time in such a beautiful setting on a solitary walk during a lovely dawn filled me with a soul-deep satisfaction that still makes me smile. We were in Texas for a week and managed to see roadrunners often enough that I stopped recording every detail in my field notebook, but not so often that I ever said, "It's just another roadrunner." Since then, I've seen roadrunners on fewer than 20 occasions in Texas, New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, and California, so most of my understanding of this bird is based more on reading than reality. Even so, the magical encounters I've had with roadrunners sealed its place in my heart. When I was in New Mexico, I spent an hour when I was supposed to be paying attention to a seminar watching a roadrunner outside the convention hall window. The bird seemed to be examining her reflection in the glass, moving her head about while apparently maintaining eye contact with her image. But even as she seemed engrossed, if an insect or lizard moved anywhere within 3 or 4 feet of her, she instantly snatched and swallowed it. She slowly worked her way along the windows of the large hall, and twice I changed seats to stay in line with her. When she reached the end of the windows and I lost sight of her, I went outside to watch her some more. She glanced at me occasionally as she worked her way down another line of windows, but was far, far less interested in me than I was in her. When I was leaving Las Cruces, I had to stop at a border checkpoint, which surprised me because even though I was close to the border, I had not left the United States. While I was in line waiting, a roadrunner stopped to take a dust bath right next to my car. I pulled up my camera, but as fast as a roadrunner snatches a bug, one of the Homeland Security guards ran up to my car and told me I was prohibited from taking any photographs there. I didn't bother to argue. His charging toward me scared the bird off anyway. Roadrunners maintain a long-term pair bond and work together to defend their large territory year-round. Every year around their anniversary, as their hormones rev up, each pair goes through a series of elaborate courtship displays in which the male bows and prances, wags his tail, and offers nesting material and food items to his mate. She does most of the nest building while he gathers most of the materials, which include twigs, snakeskin, leaves, feathers, and dry flakes of cattle and horse manure. The female lays 3 to 6 eggs. The parents, who both have a brood patch, start incubating as soon as the first egg is laid because protection from dry desert heat is as critical as protecting eggs from freezing. Both parents feed and protect the chicks throughout the 3-week nestling stage and then for at least another month as the chicks become independent. Then the parents may produce a new clutch. Studying nesting roadrunners is not for the faint of heart. Starvation is such a risk in the desert that occasionally a chick will weaken, grow lethargic, and stop begging for food. When one parent notices this, it tosses the chick into the air and then either swallows it whole or feeds it to a stronger nestling. Roadrunners are clever, fast, and fierce, but their lives are difficult and their world harsh. The oldest wild greater roadrunner known to the U.S. Geological Survey's Bird Banding Lab lived only 3 years and 9 months. Even captive ones don't survive much longer. The record for survival at the National Zoo was only 5 years, 3 months. It seems brutally unfair that such a splendid bird doesn't get to spend more time on this little planet. planet. Fortunately, one individual roadrunner raises the average lifespan of its species appreciably because that one is apparently immortal.
Meep, meep. Meep, meep.
Production of this episode of For the Birds was made possible by a generous grant from Ann and Bob House. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the Birds.
Meep, meep. Meep, meep.